Hey guys, welcome to One Down Five Up. This is Happy.
This is Kyle.
Hey, this is Joe Boogie.
Joe, yes. How excited are you today?
I'm pretty pumped. Days like today don't come every day. This is January 26th, 2020.
Yeah, it is finally here.
It's finally here. It's Harley release day.
Harley release day. Did you know that?
Only because you guys told me.
It's Harley release day. January 26th is Harley release day.
No wonder I woke up with such a good attitude.
I mean, that's usually because the extra testosterone in your blood system or in your body, you know. But
oh.
Yeah, so if Harley's anything like Indian, we hope. I mean, Indian, the last couple releases, they released the Challenger, then they released the Chief.
The new FTR, actually, the where FTR. They dropped it, so it was just...
Yeah, I mean, Indian stepped to the pump the last couple releases.
So what can we expect today from Harley?
If you close your eyes, you can imagine it's going to be black.
It's going to be black. It's going to be a street glide with a bat fairing.
So I'm imagining...
singing.
All right, hold on. So
riding through this world.
All alone? I'm definitely imagining... Do you think they're going to come out with the Dyna again? They're going to re-release the Dyna.
That would, you know what? No, because that would actually
that would be smart. Yeah,
that would actually make sense.
That means that somebody might have listened to our podcast one time.
Ooh, Jesus.
Yeah, that means that somebody at the Harley Davidson marketing team actually subscribes to us.
So that'd be awesome. Hey, if you work at Harley and you subscribe to us, please let us know.
Yeah, we'll have you on the show.
Yes, you will be our first Harley like actual expert on the show. All right.
Because Happy's guy did not. Yeah, he did well.
Riddler was awesome. I love you, Riddler. Anyways, so we're not expecting a Dyna. We are expecting the same Batwing fairing that's been around for the last 30 years.
I guess some Harley guys would be like, hey, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But at some point, you got to fix it. I mean, it's got to be something different, something new.
Change it up.
Maybe it's like the DRZ.
What the hell's a DRZ?
Yeah, I feel like the Suzuki DRZ. They haven't changed it in about 15, 16 years.
Yeah, and then we just said, what's the DRZ?
It's like... 2022, and
you
can
keep saying this. I do not know. Yeah, I do not know what a DRZ is. Don't show me. I don't care.
You don't know what a DRZ is?
No, because they haven't changed it in 20 years. It's still carbureted. Nobody wants a
freaking
carbureted
dirt bike.
I know. Now, that's 2020, but that's probably 2022. Like, it's the same thing.
So let me get
this
straight.
They don't change it.
It's carbureted. So
it's carbureted.
In the year of 2022, when it's cold outside, I'm going to have a hell of a time starting it. Great. That's what I want. Yeah, I'm going to go buy two tomorrow.
Not only that, but with the gas, you know, the way it is now with all the whatever corn or whatever's in it, it's hectic. Like
corn.
You let it sit, whatever's in it.
Corn.
You let it sit for, you know, 2 months and then you go, oh, I'm going to go. Oh, it's clogged.
Yeah. Carburetors. God, I mean, I don't know.
I don't know why they're still
people
doing
love
it.
Carburetors. Like they're like you know, especially mechanics, and they think that's the better bike. They love it, but it just as a millennial or someone who just wants to go out to his bike and it start every time and ride it.
Maybe Harley's coming out with a carburetor bike.
Ooh, they did come back out with the cable clutch last year. So they
cable clutch.
Yeah,
Indy has a cable clutch.
What are you talking? What a cable clutch?
Yeah, clutch cable instead of a hydraulic clutch.
Yeah.
Oh. And that a hydraulic is not better?
No.
Oh. See, I thought a hydraulic was easier to pull.
Hydraulic, no. It's easier to pull it, but it's on off. There's no feathering. There's no nothing. Oh. It's just like, boom. Like,
so literally, we went from cables to hydraulic, and now we're
learning. They actually come back to cables because.
Oh. Yeah, I kind of wish they'd get rid of it from fly-by-wire. I think we could go back to.
You want the cable?
Yeah. The response is a little bit better.
Hmm. Okay.
There's a little lag with a fly-by-wire sometimes.
Well, if you upgrade to the 5G model.
The 5G, yeah. No lag.
The 5G, no lag model. Okay. So we're saying no Dyna. Yep. Same street glide.
Same street glide.
We're coming in with the carburetor again.
Yeah. Okay. And how about this? So we had a customer, good guy. We definitely want to, hope he trades his bike in. And he's a very good customer. Brought us a picture. We don't know if it's true. It's one of those things that, you know.
I believe it.
Everybody has these things right before any kind of launch day, even when Indy have them. But he showed me a picture of a quad glide. It had four wheels, and it looked like a tri glide, but with four wheels. And
wait, what?
Yeah.
A so Harley's glide. Coming out with a car?
You can look this up. You just looked up your DRZ or whatever it was. DMZ.
Okay.
Harley Davidson quad glide.
Yeah.
Quad glide Harley.
It's basically like a street legal what? ATV.
Okay. Let me throw this on the screen for anybody that's watching on YouTube. What the hell is that?
It's a quad glide. Look at that thing.
This.
But there's the Harley's version right there.
Well, unfortunately, that's a video. Oh, okay. I don't know. What is that?
I don't know.
That reminds me of something that like the Amish would do or something.
Amish? Like, it's not like, horse driven.
I know, but like it just looks old school. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. What is that?
Kyle, what are you?
Why'd you come in with Amish?
I don't know. It's just the first thing that came to my mind.
Out of your element right now that you're coming in with the Amish?
I mean, I guess.
What is
that?
I don't know if it's a real thing or if it's a fake thing, but I'm definitely going to say that I don't believe that it is. I don't think Harley's fallen that far off the rocker yet. But if they do.
Well, if they fall off the rocker and they get hurt, they got a quad glide. Yeah, they don't have to lean.
I mean, we can talk about falling off the rocker. I mean, they have the live wires, and that went well for them.
Pan America.
I mean, Pan America is actually, I mean, it's probably one of the
better
bikes.
They've been recalling them. They've been blowing up.
Well, that's in its own, but the actual what it represents and what they're trying to do, I can get behind. Them blowing up is just, it's a Harley, so I mean, I get it, whatever. I mean, that's
it's on the same engine in the Sportster 1250, and then that's blowing up too.
I mean, what can I say? I mean,
I don't know.
I mean, the live wire was shocking and all, but.
Is that because it was electric?
Yep.
Ba-dum-bum, bing.
No, this quad glide, I don't know what the heck. I'm not sure
if the quad glide's a real thing. Yeah. I don't think it's a real thing.
I really, now that you mentioned it, I think, because they have like a little sneak video, it has to be the Dyna. Because, I mean, people are screaming, Dyna, 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 Dyna. If they don't listen to the people, there might be a revolt in the streets.
I think if they don't listen to the people and they... We might actually, hey, remember, if you like Dynas, okay, if you were a Dyna rider, if you want to be on a Dyna style bike, come on over to Indian, check out the new Chief.
Yeah, I'm in.
That's what I'm looking at.
Especially if you want more power.
So Carrie Hart released a bike, gave it to John Bernthal, right?
Yep.
Okay, built it up nice, and hundreds and hundreds of comments, and everyone's like, you're a sick bike, love the bike, and all the Harley people are like, it's a Dyna, you posers, it's a Dyna. And it's like, yes, Harley was stupid enough to release the Dyna, yeah. Get rid of it, and Indian was smart enough to say, you know what, you had a cult following, you had gold, you released it, we're going to pick up where you put it down, and we're just going to take it and make it better.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, they're going to have to bring back the Dyna.
I hope they don't.
Look up John Bernthal. So if Harley Davidson is listening, my email is joe@battleshipcyclesandmarine. You can email me. I'll give you free marketing tips and free any kind of information you need on how I think the Harley Davidson brand could actually get better and not worse. I know y'all struggle.
If you're working for Harley and you do contact him, just prepare for your business to implode more. Because he's never going to leave the Baker Corporation.
No, I'm not talking about leaving. That was not, no, sir. I'm talking about helping.
What happens?
I'm talking about helping. We can
help.
You
know what?
We can be consultants, right?
I'm going to say this. If the day ever comes.
Yeah.
The day ever comes where we acquire one of those dealerships.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to be in a lot of trouble.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to eat our words at that point. But, I mean, that would be a long time from now. That's nothing. I mean.
I hope so.
Yeah, I mean.
Because that, like, I don't know.
Yeah, we're
like,
still.
Maybe still, then we can actually get an expert, though.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great. We would love to have a Harley Davidson expert because right now we're just Indian experts talking about Harley. I think it's kind of like.
If you're a Harley Davidson rider, how about this? If you're a Harley Davidson rider and you would like to be on our show, let us know.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we're dentists, but we say we're doctors.
No.
Yeah.
No, I would not say.
We got the laughing gas, maybe.
Yeah, because, you know, a dentist will say he's a doctor, and then the doctor would be like, no, sir, you're no doctor.
What do you call a doctor that failed out of med school?
A dentist? Yeah, I mean, not in the sense of talking about Harley, not in the sense of actual motorcycle riding. I'm just talking about in the sense of...
And the dentist just went off.
Oh, if you're a dentist, I love you too. So, but, all right, what else would you like to see? What can Harley bring to the table? What do you think? Are they going to release a new engine? Do you think they're going to come out with a...
I think they go back to the basics. It's kind of like, I think, you know, when an NFL team is absolutely at its worst, the playmakers go away. They trade them off, and they start. They call it rebuild. You know, it's a rebuild year.
Yeah, the problem is those teams usually rebuild for like 10, 12 years. Look at the Lions. They've been rebuilding since the 70s, all right?
Yeah, well, I mean, so we just need to – I think that we need to go ahead and cut, like, the Livewire, cut maybe the Pan America if it's not, maybe these new things, cut them, and start with the basics, man. Go back with the Dyna. Go back with, you know, the original Sportster, the stuff that actually – sells, right? Maybe right. Do a little redesign on the Street Glide just to make it relevant. You know, keep the Road Glide because it's still a very hot seller, and throw a 103 something of another that's liquid cooled somewhere in those, you know, somewhere in that ballpark.
So you're saying bring in a liquid cooled engine.
Yep.
Harley riders hate the V-Rod. That was their only liquid cooled bike.
Yeah, because they look at the, I mean, it's what they put it on. If they would actually do some actual, you know, developing and put it on something that people would actually want to ride, then, you know, I mean, who wants to be bent over like that all the time? They want to ride a crotch rocket.
Seriously? How are you going to say that?
Why?
Who's going to want to be bent over like that all the time and want to ride?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're trying to go for a G-rated episode
PG,
here.
PG.
PG-13.
I'm talking about riding a bike. Y'all are... If you made it, you just made it non-PG.
Sometimes so. You got to bend over to sit down.
I mean,
who wants to?
I mean, get it right. So you're riding an American bike, but you're going to be bent over like you're
riding
a street bike.
I know. I'm teasing you, but I mean,
handlebars are pushed forward too much.
Yeah. Handlebars pushed forward. Yeah, it's just. You're saying liquid cooled.
Liquid cooled.
I mean, the Challenger's been out for 2 years now, so they're going to have an answer for that because obviously the 131 wasn't the answer. Releasing a bigger bigger air cooled motor.
Yeah, I don't think it's all about going fast, right? Because at the end of the day, all you can do is the speed limit, right?
Where's the Ricky Bobby? It's all.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I want to go fast. I get it. Like you got to have the the BDE energy. I'm there. I get it. But what about comfort? What about rideability? Style. I mean, there's so many things that go into why things are successful, not just because it goes fast. They're Ricky Bobby.
You're right.
I mean, because look, the Buell went fast, and it.
I heard today that they're relaunching the Buell.
That would be probably once again Harley Davidson. If you want to need any marketing tips, just shoot me an email. Call me. Give me a call, because that's.
You're saying the relaunching Buell is not a good idea.
I had a Buell Blast. My first bike was a Buell Blast. Everyone thinks it's an Indian Scout was my first bike.
That's because what you said was your first bike was an Indian Scout.
No one 60. Tells anybody that their first bike was a Buell Blast. It's like, I'd much rather say my first bike was a Honda Rebel.
Sounds like you had a Gusher or something. Yeah. Like
I had a Buell Blast. It was a blast ride.
It sounds like the Mountain Dew.
And guess what it was? It was carbureted. And the reason I traded it is because on cold days, it wouldn't start and it would piss me off. I kicked it over three times. Kicked the shit over. Wasn't playing around with it.
Mm-hmm. All right. So Buell's not the revival of Harley. Okay.
Not unless it's not carbureted.
Yeah. And I just want everyone to know, I did not go to college, but these people that did go to college, whew, man.
I don't know where you just get.
My God. You know where he went with that? I'm going to even knock on Indian right here. Okay. Indian, what the hell did you do to us? Okay. You got rid of our rep. All right. Our main rep. So Joe is funny his joke.
Yeah, we can't talk about this. Sorry.
All right. Well, sorry, guys. I don't even know. So
no, we'll tell you offline. Right.
Okay.
Yep.
Indian, you're great. We love you. You've done a great job.
Yeah, we do like Indian. I mean, it's just
the bikes are great.
Yeah, I mean, all manufacturers are going through this phase, and I mean, everything's 2020, right? Anyone can look on the outside and be like, "Oh, I would have done this. I would have done that. And I would have done that."
I mean, hindsight's 2020.
In hindsight, inside, outside.
Every site is 2020.
behind sight, whatever you want to call it.
All right.
I mean, it takes a lot to do that, and you got a lot of moving pieces. I get that,
But and they're projecting stuff 5 years in advance. So yeah, that's where.
But you have to look at the, you know, the fundamentals and stay with the fundamentals. If that's when you move away from the fundamentals, is where.
So we want them to move away from the fundamental and make some tweaks to the Street Glide.
No, they're not moving
from
fundamentals.
He wants them to stay with the fundamentals. So black bike, same shit as always.
If it sells, I mean, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, man. I can't stress that enough.
But they're not.
They are.
Sure, whatever.
They are. They're selling fine. You know what I'm saying? Go into a Harley store. How many bikes do they have? Because they're selling fine. You know, it's not that. It's all right, true. The stuff they probably have on the floor is the stuff that nobody wants. Probably look at those models, right? Look at what they have aging and see, hey, I mean, there's a reason why Indians stopped producing the vintage, right?
Because it stopped
producing like it needs to. That's one of the things you got to do, you know? When you know, you know.
So take the stuff that's not moving.
Stay the stuff that's not moving. Shelf it. You don't even got to get rid of it. Just shelf it.
Bring back the big thing. I think the biggest thing, you're right, bring back the Dyna.
Yeah, because, like, I mean, I presume Indian's going to bring back the vintage, right, eventually?
Yeah, I don't care if they do or not, honestly.
I mean, but they probably shelved it, right, and they'll bring it back in a later year. You know who did it really well? Honda did it with the Odyssey.
A van?
The minivan?
Yes.
Did you just literally bring a minivan up in this thing?
I think it was the Honda.
Look here, soccer mom, okay? Yeah. Go back to your freaking minivan. Anyway.
Kim's calling.
No.
Kim's calling.
No, it was Ford with the Ranger. What did the Ranger do? They shelved it.
Oh, okay.
They shelved it, came back, and now it's doing great.
They also did it with the Bronco.
Well, that was like a long shelf. That was like, I don't know, it might have actually spoiled. It was on the shelf so long. But
and it took too long to actually get them out to people.
I think what happened is they kind of had to let that whole OJ thing calm down before they brought the Bronco back out. They're like, oh, we got some bad
you
publicity.
You think the whole reason that it stopped was because of OJ?
Don't have a white Bronco, okay, right now. You cannot get a white Bronco. Who is calling you?
It's nobody.
It's Kim?
It's your mom. She's calling me.
Oh. Mom, I love you. Yeah. You could punch Joe in the face when you get here someday.
Got your mom sprung out to get me.
Oh, yeah, I got that.
Please sing. Please sing some more. Like, I mean, come on.
But, mom sprung. Yeah, thank you.
So, bring back the Dyna. Yep. Just roll through what you got right now. Try and reinvent everything.
Yep, I am excited to see what they have. Like, so.
I am, actually.
Yeah, so competition. You know, breeds, you know.
Excellency.
Yeah, so we, you know, then Indian knows where they need to go. Like, I hope what they come out is absolutely just sells like crazy, because that's only going to be good for us. Like, you know, so many people are like, I hope Harley does bad and they fail. No, I want them to do great. I want them to thrive. I want us to thrive. I want everyone to thrive. And I think that it can if we, once again, not to beat a dead horse, Harley Davidson, give me a ring. All right, I got some ideas that can absolutely bring y'all out of the gutters. You understand me?
I love it.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
I love it. It's going to be so much fun.
Why do you want to work for Harley?
I don't want to. Stop saying that. I work for Baker America. I work for Baker. But that doesn't mean you can't consult and you can't help people get through hard times.
Oh, you're trying to freelance here.
I'm trying to help someone get through a hard time. That's all I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be that guy. You know what?
This is often selfish of you. There's an ulterior motive here.
No ulterior motive. Just, hey.
Ulterior motive?
Alterative.
Ulterior?
Alterative.
Ulterior motive?
Like I said, I told y'all I didn't go to college. Anyway.
We love you, Joe.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they would just, you know. Yeah.
All right.
They just need to listen to you.
Not necessarily that. Oh. It's the people. It's not me. It's the people. You know, I deal with the people every day. You know, the biggest thing with Harley Davidson, when you go into a store.
He doesn't talk to any people.
They don't listen to the people when they come in the store, let alone corporate, right? Because, you know, how many times do Harley Davidson people come in and say, oh, I couldn't get any help, or I couldn't get this, or they wouldn't do this. They wouldn't listen to me. They wouldn't even budge. They wouldn't do this. It's because they don't listen. They're hard-headed. Kind of like you, Happy. A little bit hard-headed.
I'm not hard-headed.
Oh, my. Okay.
All right.
You told me to. No, I'm hard-headed.
Yeah. Yep. I'm glad you said it.
All right. I'm excited. I think we're actually only filming two episodes today. Yeah. So I think next week we'll actually be able to talk about the launch. Yeah. We'll actually be able to talk about some of the things that we've actually seen.
The launch is coming out on the day this comes out.
Right. So that means you're coming down a couple days later. So yeah.
Hopefully. Yeah.
Well, you have to. Okay. Morgan, he has to come back down here. Okay.
Yeah, so just bring Morgan this time. She'll be okay.
Yeah. So
that's what I'm going
to
try.
Or maybe we can come to Fayetteville.
Hey, that's fine.
Is it the weekend of the 28th or 29th?
Yeah.
I got to cover for Gabe. He's doing a weightlifting competition.
Wow, that sounds really personal.
That sounds heavy.
He definitely squats.
He does squat. That's what he's doing. So, some kind of weightlifting competition. But nonetheless.
We could go up Bull. I mean, that's only on Saturday.
Yeah, we can figure it out. We'll
but I say the next episode we should shoot for is actually see what we actually do a follow-up, and then we'll also bring in a new topic of some sort. But we'll do a follow-up to this.
Yeah, that's okay. Fine. And for those people that are watching on YouTube, we can kind of go through, see what they came out with, and, you know, discuss it.
I'm excited. Like Joe said, I mean, you can't – otherwise you just become stagnant. You have to – with competition brings excellency, and therefore it'll show us where we probably might be able to get a sense of where India might be going in the future in 2023, 2024. Yeah. But I'm excited to see what they got. I'm excited to actually get some Indians rolling in here that are the 22 models. But this is going to wrap up. This is a shorter episode.
Yeah.
But
I think don't really know what that came out – what they're coming out with. So
the Quad Glide, man. The Quad Glide.
So I hope they come out with it just so I can be like, what were they thinking?
Oh, my God. It's going to be
– I hope they come out – like I said, I hope they come out with something that's absolutely amazing because I hope
– the Dyna Colt's going to go nuts if they re-release the Dyna.
I can't wait because that just means the used ones are going to trickle in. It's going to be great. I can't wait.
It'll be a revival of those.
Yeah.
Anyways, if you have any comments on what they actually – they come out with, and you're excited. If you have any thoughts about what they came out with.
Do you know what, like, it comes out the day this happens.
26th. It's been advertised all over Instagram.
But do you know what time?
I don't know. The 26th. That's what I'm
saying. People might be listening to this before it even happens.
Yeah, sure. They might be. So that's why we're not really saying.
Yeah, so it's not going to release at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who would release that at 7 o'clock in the morning? So if you listen to this right as it comes out or soon, you know, they're probably going to release it around lunch or something.
Give us some thoughts of what you think about Harley's new lineup. And if they actually hit it out of the park or if they hit a dud, you know.
It'd give us something to talk about in the next episode.
Please give us comments. We like interactions, okay, to those people that are out there. And remember, if you want a sticker, 1 down, 5 up. We're trying, if you are interested in hats or anything like that, I'm trying to get Joe to buy off on some hats, but
we need to buy more stickers first. We need to get more stickers. We've already ran out of stickers.
I know we have.
Ran out, but we have 5 left.
Yep.
Yeah. So we need more
stickers. Joe's made me feel guilty about putting one right here. I want to know my mic.
Like, share, subscribe, send to friends, send to family.
Do what you got to do. Yep. Just make everybody. Let's pump this up. You got anything else more, Kyle?
I think that's it because I'm excited for the next episode. I'm excited to see what they come out with. And I'm happy to be back, and I'm excited to see you guys next time.
Yes, couple weeks.
We're pumped.
We're pumped. All right. Okay, Joe, go.
You gonna sing?
We can hear. No, we can actually talk about that and what you saw at the.
Yeah. So whenever I come back, we'll be. Talking
about.
Where
are you getting to go this week?
Going to Vegas to go to the Indian Town Hall and then also to the AIM Expo.
So what's the AIM Expo?
Just like new cutting edge. You know, all the vendors will be there with all their new stuff. You know, like SSR will be there.
Are you going to ask them why we don't have our
I'm going to talk to them. There's going to be lots of manufacturers there, lots of, you know, brands there, lots of, you know.
Like, are you going to take the SSR guy out to dinner and say, hey, look, what do we have to do? Like, apparently we're failing in some way, shape, or form. We can't get you in the building.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to take him to dinner, but, I mean, we're going to definitely have a talk because, I mean.
Maybe lunch.
If he'd let me have some SSRs, then I would take him to dinner. That's like a reward.
Okay. Just as long as, just don't treat him like I would treat the first extended warranty people.
I understand.
I don't like first extended.
Okay, good.
All right. Anyways, thank you very much. You have fun in Vegas. Enjoy your flight tonight. Hope the snow doesn't come in so you actually can get out.
Yeah, and I think we're going
to
be fine.
It's North Carolina. I'm not too worried about it.
I know. I mean, these guys are used to flying into Chicago. Raleigh snow ain't nothing.
I understand. Let's go.
All right. And here concludes another episode of 1 Down, 5 Up. I'm happy.
I'm Kyle.
And I'm Boogie. Joe, bye.
Right, bye.
See you guys next time.
Mm-hmm.